Delphi is the largest auto part manufacturer in the U.S. with 50,000 workers. Last October, it filed for bankruptcy. Since then, officials have been negotiating drastic deals to help them climb out of bankruptcy. Proposals for a 63% pay cut were withdrawn this month, but for the 50,000 workers, the situation is still uncertain.
Honey, I'm scared to death because I could lose my job.
Scott McCrum is a shipping clerk at Delphi's Kokomo, Indiana plant where his mother, uncle, and grandfather worked. A drastic wage cut would be devastating.
It would mean that we couldn't live here anymore. We couldn't be in the school district. We'd definitely have to sell our house.
Part of the problem is that Delphi is competing with Asian auto manufacturers who are producing high-quality goods for much cheaper wages. Delphi CEO Robert Miller.
Today we are paying double, triple, or more for hourly labor compared to what prevails in the marketplace. No business can survive doing that.
But Delphi has come under fire for giving pay bonuses and incentives potentially worth hundreds of millions of dollars to company officials, even while filing for bankruptcy.
Philosophers can speculate about fairness. I have to deal with reality.
The reality for thousands of workers potentially affected will be grim. The company says its unions have until next month to agree on a deal, or it will ask the bankruptcy court to throw out its labor contracts. Crystal Park, VOA News.